Thelema, Coast to Coast, Show 24, Part 2, April 2024. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Welcome to Thelema Coast to Coast. My name is John Crow, and I'm the host of the show. Yesterday, in celebration of the first day of the writing of the Book of the Law, I released a recording of the first chapter. Today I'm releasing a recording of the second chapter. This is a very special recording because it was made specifically for the podcast. Before getting into the rendition of the second chapter, though, I have a brief interview with John Sewell, the producer of this recording. And we're going to talk a little about what the ideas were that he had when I asked him to create this for the podcast. So here's John and myself talking about the recording.
John, welcome back to the podcast,
93.
Now, earlier last month, I asked you to make a rendition of the second chapter of the Book of the Law in celebration of the 3 days of the writing of the Book of the Law. Can you go over what your thoughts pattern was in relation to this project?
Certainly. Well, to begin with, you had explained to me that the first chapter was going to be a single voice reciting the chapter, and that the third was going to be more of a musical arrangement around the third chapter of the writing of the Book of the Law. So doing the second, I thought it would be nice to try and create something that was both distinct from the two of those and something of a progression. So what I chose to do was a sort of a chanting. It's five voices reading the entire second chapter in unison. And so we're trying to capture the idea of the book with the many, many voices and the singular intelligence or the consciousness of the universe as it is expressed through all the multitude expressions of life. You know, five being the number of the pentagram or the microcosm. It seemed to work really nicely.
Also, what kind of musical accompaniment do you have with that? Since the first one is just a single voice, how did you add music, or what instruments did you use in the recording?
I actually chose to use a Tibetan bowl, and so at the beginning of the recording, there are two sharp rings for the second chapter, and then in the background, there's this continuous use of the Tibetan bowl, which is a beautiful brass bowl that you use like a wand, and circular patterns around it, and it basically creates a really nice droning effect that's used for chanting and meditation. And I've done a lot of study in sound and music as it ties in with magical work. And so it seems like a really nice instrument to use, again, to create that sort of a hypnotic effect. And the bowl is tuned to D, and D corresponds Kabbalistically to both the letter Resh and the letter Zain. Resh being the sun and the conscious mind, and Zain being the discriminating intelligence, the sword that divides a thing into two parts and then chooses between one and the other. So again, they really tie in with the whole idea of Hadith. And overall, I wanted to create something where a person were to read along with it, to you know, pick up the Book of the Law and read along, that they would create that sixth voice in there, that sort of macrocosm out of the microcosm.
From listening to the recording, it's very apparent that the readers were staying with each other. How much practice did you all do to make sure that you kind of read it in the same way, at the same speed, and so forth?
Well, we read all the way through the book several times and recorded all of them. And then basically we picked the one that was really tight, that really worked well together. I think it was the last one we did where it was just we really had practiced it enough that we all felt that whole singularity. And then we went through a couple of verses where we'd gotten off or where somebody sneezed, and we just re-recorded those, and I digitally worked them into the recording.
Now, when you did the recording, you were not doing the Tibetan bowl at the same time. That was added after?
No, we started out with the Tibetan bowl to get the tone of it, so we all had, you know, the pitch in our ear, but we didn't actually use it throughout the recording.
Okay.
So basically we used it to get pitch at the beginning, although we're not actually singing, it's more of a chanting. But
right.
We didn't actually, yeah, just during the recording.
Okay. And who were the people that were involved in the project?
Andre and Heather Freeman, and Melissa Holm, Courtney Landis, and myself, all from the Seattle area OTO.
Wonderful. Well, we definitely thank them all. Is there anything else you want to add?
Only thank you for the opportunity. I was honored when you called and asked me to do this, and it was really fun, and I'm very pleased with the work that we did.
Fantastic. Well, I'm very, very, very happy with the result. I think it does kind of take those two disparate elements and bring them together as a nice transition for the three. And I think it's wonderful to have the myriad of recordings out there of the Book of the Law. I see people asking about it all the time and not necessarily knowing where they can go to hear various presentations of it. So I think it's great that we've been able to produce one more, a very unique version, something that people can listen to and get ideas on how they can do a recitation of the chapters themselves and their bodies in the celebration of the Book of the Law. So I'm just very happy with it. So thanks for doing it, and thanks to everyone in Seattle. And here it is, 93.
93.
New, the hiding of Hadith. Come, all ye, and learn the secret that hath not yet been revealed. I, Hadith, am the complement of Nu, my bride. I am not extended, and the Kaabs is the name of my house. In the sphere, I am everywhere the center, as she, the circumference, is nowhere found. Yet she shall be known, and I never. Behold, the rituals of the old time are black. Let the evil ones be cast away. Let the good ones be purged by the prophet. Then shall this knowledge go aright. I am the flame that burns in every heart of man, and in the core of every star. I am life, and the giver of life. Yet therefore is the knowledge of me the knowledge of death. I am the magician and the exorcist. I am the axle of the wheel, and the cube in the circle. Come unto me is a foolish word, for it is I that go. Who worship Heru-Pak-Kra have worshipped me, ill, for I am the worshipper. Remember all ye that existence is pure joy, that all the sorrows are but as shadows, they pass and are done, but there is that which remains. O prophet, thou hast ill will to learn this writing. I see thee hate the hand and the pen. But I am stronger. Because of me in thee, which thou knowest not. For why? Because thou wast the knower and me. Now let there be a veiling of this shrine. Now let the light devour men, and eat them up with blindness. For I am perfect, being not, and my number is 9 by the fools. But with the just I am 8, and 1 in 8, which is vital, for I am none indeed. The empress and the king are not of me, for there is a further secret. I am the empress and the hierophant, thus 11, as my bride is 11. Hear me, ye people of Sion. the sorrows of pain and regret are left to the dead and the dying, the folk that not know me as yet. These are dead, these fellows, they feel not. We are not for the poor and sad, the lords of the earth are our kinsfolk. Is it not to live in a dog? No, but the highest are of us. They shall rejoice, our chosen, who sorroweth is not of us. Beauty and strength, leaping laughter and delicious languor, force and fire are of us. We have nothing with the outcast and the unfit. Let them die in their misery, for they feel not. Compassion is the vice of kings. Stamp down the wretched and the weak. This is the law of the strong. This is our law and the joy of the world. Think not, O king, upon that lie, that thou must die. Verily thou shalt not die, but live. Now let it be understood, if the body of the king dissolve, he shall remain in pure ecstasy forever. Nuit, Hadit, Rahur Kuit, the sun, strength and sight, light, these are for the servants of the star and the snake. I am the snake that giveth knowledge and delight and bright glory, and stir the hearts of men with drunkenness. To worship me take wine and strange drugs, whereof I will tell my prophet and be drunk thereof. They shall not harm me at all. It is a lie, this is folly against self. The exposure of innocence is a lie. Be strong, O man. Lust, enjoy all things of sense and rapture. Fear not that any god shall deny thee for this. I am alone. There is no god where I am. Behold, these be great mysteries, for there are also of my friends who be hermits. Now think not to find them in the forest or on the mountain, but in beds of purple, caressed by magnificent beasts of women with large limbs, and fire and light in their eyes, and masses of flaming hair about them. There shall ye find them. Ye shall see them at rule, at victorious armies, at all the joy. And there shall be in them a joy a million times greater than this. Beware lest any force another, king against king. Love one another with burning hearts. On the low men trample in the fierce lust of your pride, in the day of your wrath. Ye are against the people, O my chosen. I am the secret serpent coiled about to spring. In my coiling there is joy. If I lift up my head, I and my elite are one. If I droop down my head and I shoot forth venom, then is rapture of the earth, and I and the earth are one. There is great danger in me, for who doth not understand these ruins shall make a great miss. He shall fall down into the pit called Bekaz, and there he shall perish with the dogs of reason. Now a curse upon Bekaz and its kin. May Bekaz be accursed forever. If Will stops and cries why, invoking Bekaz, then Will stops and does not. If power asks why, then is power weakness. Also reason is a lie, for there is a factor infinite and unknown, and all their words are skew-wise. Enough of Bekaz, be ye damned for a dog. But ye, O my people, rise up and awake. Let the rituals be rightly performed with joy and beauty. There are rituals of the elements and feasts of the times. A feast for the first night of the prophet and his bride. a feast for the 3 days of the writing of the Book of the Law, a feast for Tahuti and the child of the prophet, secret, O prophet, a feast for the supreme ritual, and a feast for the equinox of the gods, a feast for fire, and a feast for water, a feast for life, and a greater feast for death, a feast every day in your hearts in the joy of my rapture, a feast every night unto new, and the pleasure of uttermost delight. I feast, rejoice, there is no dread hereafter. There is the dissolution and eternal ecstasy in the kisses of new. There is death for the dogs. Dost thou fail? Art thou sorry? Is fear in thy heart? Where I am, these are not. Pity not the fallen. I never knew them. I am not for them. I console not. I hate the consoled and the consoler. I am unique and conqueror. I am not of the slaves that perish. Be they damned and dead. Amen. This is of the four. There is a fifth who is invisible, and therein am I as a babe in May. Blue am I and gold in the light of my bride, but the red gleam is in my eyes, and my spangles are purple and green. Purple beyond purple is the light higher than eyesight. There is a veil. That veil is black. It is the veil of the modest woman. It is the veil of sorrow and the pall of death. This is none of me. Tear down that lying specter of the centuries. Veil not your vices in virtuous words. These vices are my service. Ye do well, and I will reward you here and hereafter. Fear not, O prophet, when these words are said. Thou shalt not be sorry. Thou art emphatically my chosen, and blessed are the eyes that thou shalt look upon with gladness. But I will hide thee in a mask of sorrow. They that see thee shall fear thou art fallen, but I lift thee up. Nor shall they who cry aloud their folly that thou meanest not avail. Thou shalt reveal it. Thou availest. They are the slaves of because. They are not of me. The stops as thou wilt. The letters, change them not in style or value. Thou shalt obtain the order and value of the English alphabet. Thou shalt find new symbols to attribute them unto. Be gone, ye mockers. Even though ye laugh in my honor, ye shall laugh not long. Then when you are sad, know that I have forsaken you. He that is righteous shall be righteous still. He that is filthy shall be filthy still. Yea, deem not of change. Ye shall be as ye are, and not other. Therefore the kings of the earth shall be kings forever. The slaves shall serve. There is none that shall be cast down or lifted up. All is ever as it was. Yet there are masked ones, my servants. It may be that yonder beggar is a king. A king may choose his garment as he will. There is no certain test, but a beggar cannot hide his poverty. Beware, therefore, love all, lest perchance is the king concealed. Say you so, fool, if he be a king, thou canst not hurt him. Therefore strike hard and low, and to hell with them, master. There is a light before thine eyes, O prophet, a light undesired, most desirable. I am uplifted in thine heart, and the kisses of the stars rain hard upon thy body. Thou art exhaust in the voluptuous fullness of the inspiration. The expiration is sweeter than death, more rapid and laughterful than a caress. dust of hell's own worm. Lo, thou art overcome. We are upon thee. Our delight is all over thee. Hail, hail, prophet of Mew, prophet of Pod, prophet of Ra or Ku. Now rejoice. Now come in our splendor and rapture. Come in our passionate peace and write sweet words for the kings. I am the master. Thou art the holy chosen one. Write and find ecstasy in writing. Work and be our bed in working. Thrill with the joy of life and death. Ah, thy death shall be lovely. Whoso seeth it shall be glad. Thy death shall be the seal of the promise of our age-long love. Come, lift up thine heart and rejoice. We are one, we are none. Hold, hold, bear up in thy rapture. Fall not in swoon of the excellent kisses. Harder, hold up thyself. Lift thine head, breathe not so deep. Die. Ah, ah, what do I feel? Is the word exhausted? There is help and hope in other spells. Wisdom says, be strong. Then canst thou bear more joy. Be not animal. Refine thy rapture. If thou drink, drink by the 8 and 90 rules of art. If thou love, exceed by delicacy. And if thou do aught joyous, let there be subtlety therein. But exceed, exceed. Strive ever to more. And if thou art truly mine, and doubt it not, and if thou art ever joyous, death is the crown of all. Ah, ah, death, death, thou shalt long for death. Death is forbidden, O man, unto thee. The length of thy longing shall be the strength of its glory. He that lives long and desires death much is ever the king among the kings. I listen to the numbers and the words. 4, 6, 3, 8, A, B, K, 2, 4, A, L, G, M, O, R, 3, Y, X, 24, 89, R, E, S, T, O, B, A, L. What meaneth this, O prophet? Thou knowest not, nor shalt thou know ever. There cometh one to follow thee. He shall expound it. But remember, O chosen one, to be me, to follow the love of Mew in the starlit heaven, to look forth upon men, and to tell them this glad word. Oh, be thou proud and mighty among men. Lift up thyself, for there is none like unto thee among men or among gods. Lift up thyself, O my prophet. Thy stature shall surpass the stars. They shall worship thy name, Foursquare, Mystic, Wonderful, the number of the man, and the name of thy house, 418. The end of the hiding of that heat, and blessing and worship to the prophet of the lovely star.
I hope you all have enjoyed that rendition. When I heard it for the first time, I was really, really pleased with it. So I really appreciate the work that John and the other Thelemites in Seattle did to produce that. Thank you all very much. And I hope you've enjoyed the first 2 days of the writing of the Book of the Law and the renditions that the podcast has put out. Please make sure you tune in tomorrow for the third chapter. This is a great version of it that was produced by Frater Hermakis and Khalil Khan. And I'm sure you will not be disappointed. Until then, love is the law, love under will.